Yo, what up, everybody out there? It's your boy Julius, man. I'm back with another podcast for y'all. This is episode 45 of the podcast. I want to thank all my listeners out there, man. Everybody that tunes in every week. Thank you for showing support and just giving your support every single week. I truly appreciate it, man. So, you know, I wanted to talk about something that I wasn't going to talk about because I seen a lot of people talking about this topic and giving a lot of input, giving their opinions about it. I wasn't going to say anything because it was already a lot of people that were saying certain things about it, but I wanted to give my two cents on this whole thing that's going on with R. Kelly, man. I have to give my input because I now have a daughter that's a year old, and I just wanted to address this topic, you know, myself and just give my thoughts on it. So, you know, I mean, if you're gonna listen to this, you know, feel free to leave a comment or ask a question or something like that, you know. Join in on the discussion, man, because I definitely want to talk about this and give my thoughts on it, even though I was going to stay away from it. But, you know, my whole thing with this is, I mean, first off, I want to say that R. Kelly is a very, very sick person, man. Anybody out there that's doing these type of things to young girls has to be out of their fucking mind. They have to be crazy. Or something is not right in their brain for them to do these type of things to young girls, man. What is really the fascination that these predators, these monsters have with young girls, teenage girls, girls that are minors, that don't have any business dealing with a grown ass man? You know what I mean? Like, this shit, it really doesn't make sense to me, man. And it really, you know, at the end of the day, it makes me mad. It pisses me off because, you know, nobody's really talking about it on that level. I mean, you know, really, I'm kind of at fault myself because I never really spoke on it like that. I've been so busy trying to do other things. I'm trying to elevate and get to the next level of what I'm doing that I'm not spending enough time talking about these things, about these topics that need to be spoken about. Now, like I just said, R. Kelly is crazy, man. I mean, I know he's a musical legend. A lot of people would consider him the king of R&B, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. All of that is okay, but it becomes an issue when you have a fascination with young girls. Like, you're a grown man, dog. You had people forge papers so that you can get married to the late, great Aaliyah, which I loved Aaliyah, man. You know, she was a great person, great artist. She was definitely going to be one of the best R&B acts of all time if that crazy accident never happened. And I want to talk about that at another time, even though it's, you know, it's been so long, you know, since that's happened. But I do want to talk about that as well at a later time. But right now, when I heard that, because I was watching a couple podcasts and seeing a couple people talking about this. I never knew that R. Kelly had people forge papers so that he could marry Aaliyah at the age of 15 years old. That's crazy to me. For somebody to go through that much trouble to do that has to be a sick and twisted person. This guy is sick, man. Now, I'm like a lot of other people. You know, when I heard that, you know, despite all the other stuff that he's done in this whole realm of what's going on with him, you know, being a pedophile and stuff like that, despite all the other stuff, the tape and all of that other stuff. And I sympathize with all the victims that he put through hell, man. I sympathize with them. I feel bad for them. You know, I hope God continues to bless them and just walk with them in life. But when I heard that thing about Aaliyah, because I never knew that. I never had any type of knowledge about that at all until just recently, a few days ago. So my whole thing is, it should have been case closed from that point on. It just goes to show you how sick and twisted the system really is, man. And people that have a certain type of fame and celebrity, a certain type of fame and you know, I mean, a celebrity status, certain type of people that have that, they can get away with certain things. And it's been happening throughout history with a lot of people. But, you know, a line has to be drawn somewhere, man. A line has to be drawn somewhere, and something needs to be done about this type of stuff. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for these things to be able to go on in our world and nobody is really doing anything about it. Nobody is trying to solve the issue. Nobody is trying to do anything to fix these issues that we have. More needs to be done, man. There's innocent young girls and boys that are being held against their will. They're being held captive and they're not able to do anything. You know, they can't help themselves. You know, they can't do anything. So, you know, it's just crazy, man. There has to be a solution to all of this. There has to be something that's done about these things that are happening. So, but like I said, when I heard about that, it just made me cringe. It made me cringe and it made me want to go beat R. Kelly's ass. You know, I mean, I was just livid about it, man. Because I have a young daughter and I know other people that have kids and they're angry about it and feel some type of way. But, you know, we can't just put the heat on R. Kelly. There's a lot of people out there that are doing this that are getting away with it. They're not in the spotlight. You know, they're not in the limelight like R. Kelly is. So they're able to get away with a lot of this stuff. And it's not right. More people need to be, you know, checking in to this type of behavior and need to find a solution to stop this shit in its tracks before anything, you know, really bad or drastic happens to somebody. It needs to be stopped. Period. So, as I said, I'm like a lot of other people. I stopped listening to R. Kelly. I wasn't the biggest R. Kelly fan to begin with. I really didn't want to spend much time talking about this because, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan. I've never been a big fan of R. Kelly's. He has some cool songs, but I was never a diehard R. Kelly fan. So now I want to see what's going to happen with this whole thing, and I hope he gets what he deserves. Period. Anybody that knows, people out there that follow me and listen to me, I'm about positivity. I'm about optimism. But like I said before, a line has to be drawn in the sand somewhere. It just has to, man. You have to be held accountable for your actions and what you say. Period. So a lot of people aren't going to like my statement. They're not going to like me saying all of these things that he needs to get what he deserves and stuff like that. He needs to be held accountable for his actions. It doesn't matter. All of that stuff doesn't. I'm still a positive person, but wrong is wrong and right is right. If you're in the wrong, you need to be dealt with and you need to suffer the consequences of doing bad things. Period. And that goes for anybody. That goes for anybody, man. It doesn't matter who it is. But like I said before, if you're a star, if you're a person that's famous and has a lot of star power and has a lot of money, you can get away. You can bypass a lot of shit with the law. That shit ain't right. It's not. So, I mean, I don't really have much else that I want to say about this topic. I feel like I've said what I need to say. I like getting right to the point. I'm not going to dance around shit or sugarcoat shit or whatever. The point is, he has to suffer the consequences of what he's done over all of these years. And that's it. Period. So I'm really not going to be in tune with it like that. I know things are going to pop up and stuff like that, but I'm not going to be paying attention to it as much as I was, because it's really a done deal. You know what I mean? Like, R. Kelly is a psychopath. He needs help. He needs professional help from somebody. I don't know if he's had it before. Obviously, if he has, it really hasn't been working because he's been doing the same thing for years and years. So obviously the therapy or whatever, if he's taking therapy, it really hasn't been working for him. So he needs to seek professional help if he hasn't already and get help, man. But it needs to be more than that. There needs to be other consequences that he has to face. You know? And that's it, man. So, I mean, and also on top of that, you know, I want to say, you know, rest in peace to Aaliyah. She died way too young. Great artist, great person, great spirit, really, really good person, man. So rest in peace to her. And I pray for everybody out there that's going through something that's on this level. You know, anybody that's dealing with anything like this, that's a little bit similar to what I just spoke about, then I pray for you. I hope that you get help. I hope that God is with you. I hope that God continues to bless everybody out there, everybody that's going through hard times, tough times. I hope God just blesses everybody out there, man. And that's real. And that's really how I feel about it. So, and I really just hope that more people pay attention to, you know, to this kind of stuff and try and do something to be, you know, a solution to this problem. Instead of being part of the problem, try and help to be part of the solution of the problem. Because it needs to be taken care of. It needs to be worked out. And yeah, that's it, man. I mean, like I said, I really didn't want to spend all that much time on this, but I just had to give my 2 cents. And that's how I feel about it. Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to let anything happen to my daughter. I'm going to, you know, be there and love and protect my daughter with my life. And I won't let anything like that happen to my kid, because I'm going to be mindful of everything. I'm mindful of where she is, you know, her mindset, everything. If anybody out there that's listening, please watch your kids closely. Always pay, you know, close attention to your children. You know, really pay attention to them, man. And just know that you don't want anything to happen to your child or your children. I mean, they're a gift from God, you know what I mean? So you know, you got to protect your children with your life. You got to protect your children with your life. Always. All right? So that's all I got on this topic, y'all. I hope you guys, you know, got something good out of this. I hope you guys, you know, take this information and do something great with it. You know, help yourself and help other people, man. All right? So that's all I got for y'all. And I love y'all. And I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace and love. One.